This is Jim Speary. It's March 26, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a New Mexico soldier. Sir, please tell me your name.
Keith Richard Ginsimer.
Keith, you and I are neighbors, right?
We are.
Where do you live?
I live on the Petroglyph on the west side of Albuquerque.
Oh man, I live there too. I'm on Santa Fe Village.
Yeah, I'm in Montecito Estates.
Okay, yeah, we're neighbors, so I gotta be nice to you now, right?
Yes, definitely.
Tell me what your job is.
I'm a flight medic and platoon sergeant.
And is this your first deployment?
Negative.
Tell me where you've been before.
Just multiple Iraq ones before this one.
So you've been at least deployed 3 times, I would say?
Yes.
Tell me, how long have you been in the military?
15 years.
And how old are you now?
36.
I'd like to know about your experience on this deployment in some kind of historical way of how it compares to your other deployments. Is it the same, different, more intense, less intense? You tell me.
This is my first one in aviation, so all my other ones were on active duty in a ground unit. So that's a big difference, being in the aviation side. Usually, I've always been a medic, but usually I'm the first one there, you know, with the guy when they get hurt. And now I'm on the other end coming to pick them up. So that's the biggest difference there.
So when you come into a POI from the air side of it now, you're already aware of what the guy on the ground should be doing or has already done to the patient when you get him?
Yes, that's usually what I would have done before.
In all seriousness, do you ever get the feeling that I should be back on the ground doing this and then bring him into the aircraft? Or are you comfortable now with your job on the aviation end of it?
I'm comfortable on my end now after all the years I've done on the other side. I feel like this is the level you should progress to. Start out here.
So a fair majority of your past 15 years, you're involved in saving lives.
Yes.
How has that changed you as a person?
I'm not sure it's changing me at all. I think this is just who I am. Do the best I can with whatever I have, you know, whatever situation we're in.
10 years ago, the name of this project is 10 years later. 10 years ago, March of 2002, which is about 6-7 months after 9/11. Where were you?
I was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
And you were in an infantry unit then?
Yes, airborne infantry.
Did you ever think at that point in time that 10 years later you'd be in Afghanistan saving lives in the fashion that you are? Like, in other words, did you think 10 years we'd still be doing what we're doing?
No, I didn't. Not for 10 years. Maybe 5 years, but not 10.
When you look back on it, does it feel like yesterday?
It has flown by, yeah. The last 10 years has gone by quite quickly.
Now, we know this is like the end of the fourth quarter here, and you're going to be home at some point in time in the future. What's one thing that you will take from this particular deployment back with you that you'll implement into the rest of your daily life, so to speak?
Well, I'm not sure what I'll change as far as implementing in my life, other than this is my first National Guard deployment. So I think, I guess I've learned some things that I need to adapt to train part-time soldiers to be better prepared for this type of stuff.
How do you like the guard end of it compared to the other side that you were involved with so long? What's a little different? Tell me some of the things that are different that you like.
Things that I like are a lot of the people here do stuff like firefighting, police officers, etc. That bring a level of professionalism and knowledge that regular Army doesn't have a lot of the time, because when you're in regular Army, that's all you know. That's really all I know. On this side, you bring 2 sides to the table, and I think makes us even more competent.
It's kind of a big advantage, isn't it? It's kind of a hidden advantage, isn't it?
I would say yes. There's pros and cons, but as far as our level of capability, I think it's a positive.
I want to ask about, you know, this is a real historical time for the state of New Mexico. It's our centennial. It's a historical time in this war here in Afghanistan. How does it make you feel being a New Mexico Guardsman at the state centennial, doing the mission you're doing now?
Well, I'm pretty proud of what we've done as a company this year. I think we've impacted a lot of lives out here. And I don't think we could have necessarily done it any better than we've done. We've been in the highest op tempo of anywhere in the country, and we've done excellent.
If there was one thing you wanted to convey to the folks that will be listening to this, that you wanted to just say, what would that be?
Be proud of your soldiers, and know that we do our best at all times.
Before we close, I know that you guys worked with a lot of these Minnesota Guard guys. Did you teach them anything about green chili?
Well, most of them don't like it. They don't like hot stuff. So,
well, did they teach you anything? What did they give you guys?
They taught me they don't like chili. No, that's about it. As far as food goes, that's it.
Listen, thank you very much for taking time to speak with me. It's I'm sure you're looking forward to go home, and a job well done.
Thank you very much. We are ready to go.
This is Jim Spiri, March 26, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.